At 6:06, it is fair and 39 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a high today of 68. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We will have the latest for you on the election in just a moment, but first, some tense moments this morning over chlorine here in Tulsa. A fire broke out about 4 o'clock this morning at Nature's Choice Spa near 41st and Sheridan. Fire officials are still on the scene at this hour. Chlorine is stored at that facility, and officials fear the chlorine fumes could be spread by the smoke downwind of that fire. An about-face for Tulsa School Superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard. He will stay on as Tulsa School Superintendent until at least June of 2014. He had earlier announced plans to step down at the end of this school year, but following an executive school board meeting late yesterday afternoon, he told KWGS he would stay on an additional year.
We have a lot of unfinished business to do. That's certainly a large part of it. These are difficult times for the district. I like being superintendent of schools in Tulsa.
He has been in several high-profile disputes with state officials over education funding, and most recently, the State Department of Education's A through F grading scale for schools. Well, voter turnout is expected to be high today across Oklahoma. An estimated 6,500 people have already cast ballots in Tulsa with early in-person voting. After you cast your ballot, be sure and join us tonight for complete election coverage from NPR and our own staff of local reporters covering the Tulsa area races. Well, predictions as to how all of this will turn out are a dime a dozen this morning. Most of the polls are predicting that the Democrats will hold on to their majority in the U.S. Senate. Oklahoma's senior senator Jim Inhofe disagrees. He strongly believes the GOP will take back control of the upper house of Congress.
And when you start adding up all the different opportunities out there, I think the Republicans will have about 2 votes to spare after taking control of the United States Senate.
Inhofe is from Tulsa, and he spoke to the Tulsa Kiwanis Club yesterday. Well, despite the fact it's going to be 68 degrees this afternoon in Tulsa, the city of Tulsa is already prepping for severe winter weather.
The city has a fleet of 62 salt spreaders, new snow plows that are smaller and more maneuverable, and new four-wheel drive vehicles that will help city personnel get to work. Mayor Bartlett says that was a problem during the storm 2 years ago.
People wanted to come to work but couldn't because they were stuck different places. So we now have vehicles that can go get them and bring them back home and bring them to work.
He says that if bad weather does hit, one way Tulsans can help out is to give snow plows a wide berth.
That plow can cut through a car like a can opener, literally.
A light winter last year means the city has a stockpile of over 14,000 tons of salt. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Ice skating, holiday music, hot chocolate, and Oklahoma's tallest Christmas tree are the features of this year's Winterfest in downtown Tulsa. The event is back for a 5th year in a row. Kirk Hayes with Arvest Bank is a sponsor of the event.
If you can't find something to do in that environment, you're not looking hard enough. The pop-up shops, the existing restaurants, everything that's will be a part of downtown Tulsa is going to be a phenomenal experience.
The event is located just outside the BOK Center on 3rd Street and begins on the 23rd of this month. It'll run through January the 6th. State Treasurer Ken Miller says total revenue collections in Oklahoma are up. Miller says the state collected more than $913 million in October, a 9% increase from a year ago. Miller says the numbers show continued improvement in the state's economy. Our weather forecast, sunny today with a high of 68. It'll be clear, cool tonight, 39 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, look for sunshine and a high of 67. Right now in Tulsa at 6:10, it is fair and 39. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.